I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Russia has struck Kyiv with a combined drone and missile attack for the first time in months. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia struck Kyiv with a sophisticated missile and drone attack on Wednesday morning, air raid warnings blaring for hours. Serhiy Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, says defense forces destroyed several cruise and ballistic missiles and up to a dozen drones, adding damage is still being assessed. In the past, such Russia-combined attacks aimed at overwhelming air defenses and causing maximum damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Tuesday, after the expiry of a 30-day U.S. deadline for Israel to take steps to address the humanitarian situation in Gaza, Washington said Israel was not blocking aid and therefore not violating U.S. law. But conflict continues in the region. An Israeli strike on a home in northern Gaza killed three child siblings, among at least six people killed in airstrikes in the war-ravaged territory, Palestinian medics said. According to Lebanon's health ministry, an Israeli airstrike on an apartment building south of Beirut on Wednesday killed at least six people and wounded 15. Donald Trump will briefly return to the White House today to meet with President Joe Biden and Republican lawmakers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says President Biden invited his predecessor turned successor to meet in the Oval Office.
Because he believes in the norms, he believes in our institution, he believes in a peaceful transfer of power.
The last meeting like this was 8 years ago when Barack Obama hosted Trump for 90 minutes. 4 years later, Trump did not extend the same courtesy to President-elect Biden and became the first president since Andrew Johnson in 1869 to skip his successor's inauguration. Sagar Meghani at the White House.